Listening Library presents Mysteries, According to Humphrey, by Betty G. Burney. Read for you by William Dufresne. Chapter 1, The Case of the Mysterious Detective. Outside, the sun was shining, but inside room 26 of Longfellow School, it was a dark and stormy night. Mrs. Brisbane, our teacher, was reading us a fur-raising mystery story from a big red book. A mystery is like a puzzle. It can be something unspeakably scary, like a thing that goes thump in the night. Or a mystery can be something ordinary, like what happened to Mrs. Brisbane's glasses. Sometimes our teacher can't find her glasses when they're right on her head. Even though my classmates and I can read by ourselves, we love having Mrs. Brisbane read to us. It is surprising that I could read, because I am the classroom hamster, but I am also smart, 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 if I do say so myself. As I listened, I climbed up to the tippy top of my cage and looked out at my classmates. When school started in September, they were all mysteries to me. I didn't realize that at the beginning of the school year, a new class comes in, a class of total strangers. It's taken me a while to figure out why Hurry Up Harry is late so often and why Slow Down Simon moves so fast. I learned that Rolling Rosie's wheelchair...